Finance with Scott Haywood. I need some money. At Rams, home loans are what we do. Search Rams Home Loans today.
The finance guru, Scotty Haywood, good morning.
Good morning to you, Gareth, and some good news. After yesterday's losses, I'm expecting our share market to open up more than 35 points in an hour and 20's time. Now, the reason that the share markets, not only here but globally, went down yesterday was because the US Federal Reserve made the surprise move towards raising official interest rates sooner rather than later. They originally anticipated 2024 to 2025, and they came out and said that'll be later in 2023. Now, the good news for the Australian share market, which is why I think we'll go up today, despite the Dow Jones falling more than 200 points, is the Reserve Bank of Australia has sticked to its guidelines to say that they do not think that they will lift interest rates until at least 2024. Now, we are behind on the pandemic vaccine rollout, and our economy still has got a lot of work to do. But yesterday, what caught my eye was the unemployment rate dropping from 5.5 to 5.1%. So maybe some of these people who have been on JobKeeper may not be still getting the same salary they're getting full-time, but they may have stayed on the books in a part-time or casual rate, which means they haven't fallen into the unemployment basket. However, the dollar, if people are trading the dollar or doing some overseas purchasing, that nearly hit our calendar year low of 75.5 US cents. Now, the reason that is because if US lift interest rates, that means that their currency and their economy is stronger than ours, and our dollar will suffer. So if people need to make a note of that. But the good news is I think our market is going to open stronger, as I said, in about an hour or so's time.
Righto. More on the jobs figures with Treasurer Josh Frydenberg after 7:30 this morning. What's your stock to watch, Scotty?
6PR breakfast, hashtag the stock to watch is Coles. They're major Australian retail providing customers with everyday products. They have more than 21 million customers across 2,500 retail outlets nationally. Of course, they provide liquor, food, financial services, online platforms, general merchandise, etc., etc. Now, 52-week high of $19.26, 52-week low of $15. They traded yesterday down 4% to $16.29 after they had their investor day. They're going to spend $1.4 billion on improving efficiencies and improving technology to try and claw some of the market share back off Woolies and Aldi. Now, of course, this time last year, we loved our supermarkets because we were going in and buying toilet paper, and then we had enough of that. We went and bought more toilet paper. But obviously, with the pandemic easing and some of the restrictions easing, Coles hasn't had the future earnings that it might have liked, but near its 52-week low at $16.29 and now spending more money on technology, and despite a 4% fall yesterday, I think it's very much warranted to be the 6PR breakfast. Hashtag the stock to watch. Stock code COL, Coles Group, last trading at $16.29. I'm expecting that and the markets open stronger.
Good on you, Scotty. Have a great weekend, mate.
You too, Gareth.